بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Still with regard to the hadith where Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salatu wa salam made jihad, and he asked only those people whose niyat was exclusive for jihad should join him, and also how Allah's help had come to him that Allah Ta'ala had withheld the sun from setting until he completed his mission of conquering the town. And then also that there were some people who had stolen from the booty, from the spoils of war, and because of which till then that jihad was not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But when they were caught out and they presented what they had stolen, then Allah accepted that jihad. Further, it is returned, more explanation is given. The delay in the setting of the sun was a miracle. This also we have to understand. Miracles are things which take place against the normal trend. What we know, like for example, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's birth is miraculous. That without a father, Allah Ta'ala made it that he was born. So this is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, normally we know a child cannot be born without a father. The father has to be there, then the child gets born. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a greater qudrat of Allah that he was born without a mother or without a father. In the same way, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam was also born without a mother, a father. So this is what are called miracles, and that is fully in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, we have to believe in Allah Ta'ala that the miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are 100 true. And similarly, the karamats of the awliya, when Allah blesses them also with such things which are against the normal, it is 100% in order. There is a report of those awliya who, when mounting the horse, when they put the one leg on the stirrup and before the next leg they put on the other stirrup, that is, before they sit down, they complete the whole Quran Sharif's reading. This is not normal. This is a miracle from Allah Ta'ala, which in the right of the awliya is called a karamat. And that is also 100% correct. So for the sun, the sun's rotation, as it is famous, that time and tide waits for no man. And time is measured with the movement of the sun all the time, how the sun moves. But when Allah wants to, Allah Ta'ala withholds the sun. Or after it has set, Allah makes it rise again for the same day. And this will result then that now the calculations will go out of order. But Allah's qudrat is above that. That though Allah made it that it goes out of order, yet the calculations come perfectly correct. This man can never achieve this. This is all the work of Allah Ta'ala. So to believe in the miracles is part of our iman. Where we lack, when we go according to logic, and everything is only according to our understanding and our reasoning, and then we feel that we want to judge Allah and the work of Allah according to our feeble, weak minds, which we know make mistakes all the time. And then we want to judge Allah who is absolute. So Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is above everything, and it is a requirement of our iman. Otherwise, even to believe in Mi'raj, it is impossible to believe in Mi'raj logically, because what a journey that took place, and in such a short while, and that everything was remembered by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is also a miracle, and there are plenty other miracles. So our full yaqeen must be on miracles. Al-Qadhi rahmatullah alayhi stated that the movement of the sun was also delayed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on two occasions. The first occasion was in the Battle of Khandaq, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were occupied with all the battle affairs and had not yet performed the Asr Salah, and the sun had set. Then Allah Ta'ala made it that the sun rises and they perform the Asr Salah. So this is in the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah grants this a great honor, and it is called a Mu'ajaza. Mu'ajaza is a thing which makes people helpless, which we cannot do and we cannot understand also. That is in the right of the Anbiya. And in the right of the awliya, it is called a karamat. That is an honor which Allah Ta'ala gives to a person. Allah honors that person which is out of the ordinary, extraordinary. And normally it cannot be achieved by any human being, no matter how intelligent, how strong he is. It is only by the gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So on that occasion, Allah Ta'ala made the sun rise or again. The sun was caused to move above the horizon until they completed the Asr Salah. On another occasion, the sun did not rise until the caravan which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had described had entered Makkah Mukarramah on the morning of Mi'raj. With regard to Mi'raj, when the kuffar of Makkah had asked for proof that he had traveled this whole journey, one of the proofs he gave, he met a business caravan of Makkah, people who had gone for business to Palestine, towards Sham and that direction, and that they are returning, and he met them on the way, and they will be returning back to Medina, Makkah Sharif, before the sun rises. And that caravan got delayed and it still did not rise. So Allah Ta'ala made it, Allah delayed the rising of the sun until that caravan entered. So these are all miracles, and miracles are beyond our capacity, beyond our comprehension also. It is only on iman, which is the first thing Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. One of the major conditions of iman is that a person believes in the unseen power of Allah, the unseen knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is fa'alun lima yureed. Allah does just as He pleases. Allah is not governed by any law, by any person. Allah is above everything, above everything. So it is part of our iman. Otherwise, our iman is in jeopardy. If we want to believe according to our thinking, what we understand, what makes sense to us, we accept, then our iman will not be in place. Iman is that we make sure it is the truth from Allah and His Rasul. And when it is so, we accept it wholeheartedly. That this on another additional point, the dishonesty and deception of one person negatively affects others in his company. There is a very important point also for us to understand, like the Hazrat Yusha bin Nun did not want those people who had other objectives in their minds, though they would partake in the jihad fully and properly, but their minds will be occupied with other things which they have not completed. So this affects everyone, whether it is even in our material things. If we are in a business and somebody is part of the business, he's giving his full time, but his mind is somewhere else and he's thinking about something else, it's going to have an effect on that whole business. And in every way it's going to affect that business. All our other matters also. Whatever we are doing, when there is dedication and full dedication, lot of barakat is in that and lot of goodness takes place in that. Also, a declaration of one's weakness and frailty before Allah Ta'ala draws Allah Ta'ala's assistance. When a person admits that I am weak, I am faulty, I have done wrong, this draws the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we see that two or three people who stole from the booty, who stole that gold that was part of the booty, but when they accepted their fault and they put it back again, then that whole jihad expedition got accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So when we falter, we are human beings. But when a person accepts his fault and he goes to Allah and he may ask for maafi from Allah Ta'ala, then Allah's great help comes to that person. We shouldn't have that pride in us that when we do wrong, we want to prove ourselves wrong. We want to be stubborn and not accept the wrong that we have done. When a person accepts, I have been wrong, and oh Allah, forgive me, Allah's help comes to that person. And fortunate is that person who does it before Malakul Maut comes, before death, and he asks for maafi for all his wrong. We are all human beings, we all falter, we all make mistakes, but a person who asks for forgiveness, that person has a great position by Allah, and Allah forgives such a person. May Allah let us benefit from all the hadith and all the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our deen, and bring it into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.